This is lesson number one on the subject of this man. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. My scriptural reading for this lesson is found in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Today, I'm going to be talking about this man. When we look into the history of all great men of all times, we are made to realize their weaknesses. In the Old Testament, Abraham, the greatest man of faith, showed fear. Moses, the meekest man on the earth, became angry. In the New Testament, Peter, who avowed loudly that he would be loyal, was heard cursing, denying, and swearing. But this man, of whom I speak, was victorious even unto death. He never lost a battle. He knew no defeat. It was a time of darkness and chaos when this man came to the world. Men were enslaved by sin without a Savior. Sickness and heartbreak were widespread without a healer. Death was on every hand without a deliverer. Animals had made contributions of blood around the altars of sacrifice in an effort to help mankind, but they were not sufficient. So man wandered on in despair. A man has sinned, and a man must die. But there was no one on earth worthy to die for another. Mankind couldn't even pay for his own sins. But one day, this man was seen standing among the multitudes on the bank of the Jordan River when the Baptist preacher stopped his baptismal service and cried out, "Behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sins of the world." This man stood there, carrying in his body the blood that would pay sin's debt and give freedom to a world in bondage. This man stood awaiting the time when his back would be given to the smiters and his cheeks to them that would pluck off the hair. He would not hide his face from shame and spitting. His face was set like a flint towards the purpose for which he came. It was this man, while visiting the synagogue in Nazareth, who stood and read the words of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." The people were skeptical. Some were heard to ask, "Is not this Joseph's son?" They were unable to recognize that this man was the Son of God, because they couldn't see past the human. They didn't know that this man was born contrary to the laws of life, being conceived of the Holy Ghost. They didn't know that in his infancy he troubled the king. They didn't know that in his childhood he puzzled the doctors. They didn't know that this man was to rule the course of nature by walking on the waters and hushing the sea to sleep. Isaiah foresaw this man in a very clear description of his work and his benefits, as he declared, "A man shall be a hiding place from the wind, a covert from the storm, a river of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Isaiah was speaking about this man. This man has been called Wonderful in every stage of his life. It is written of this man that he did all things well. When the great storm was on, and he was in the ship with many of the Christian notables, they did the best they could, but to no avail. But this man stepped forward and told the sea to be quiet. and there was a great calm. This man can step up in your life and quell the storm that's raging in your heart also. Let this man do it. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.